You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Hello, everyone. It's great to have you back with us today. I'm your host, Frank. And today we're diving into one of those nerdy yet awesome topics we all love, getting the best sound possible with the tools and libraries at our disposal. Whether you're a composer, producer, or just a curious music enthusiast, today's episode will have something for you. Plus, we're throwing in a few laughs and maybe a quirky fact or two. So let's roll. First things first, why are we so obsessed with sound quality? Well, here's the thing. Your sound is like your fingerprint in the world of music. It's what makes your work stand out and keeps your clients coming back. And in a world overflowing with plugins, libraries, and tools, it can get overwhelming. But don't stress, you don't need to test every new plugin out there. You just need the right ones. So here's where the magic starts. Orchestral libraries. Now, I know we've all got our favorites. Some people love the latest shiny thing. Others are old school, sticking with the classics. Like me, I still keep Symphobia 1 in my template. I mean, it's an oldie, but a goldie, right? You can't beat the room sound on those pizzicatos. Plus, it's a perfect shortcut when I just want to spread some chords across the orchestra and move on with my life. And speaking of shortcuts, here's one that'll save you time. Cinematic Studio Strings. It's a go-to for many, myself included. Whether you're layering the ensemble or working with solo strings, it just delivers. It's flexible, easy to use, and gives you that polished sound without spending hours tweaking. Alright, let's talk plugins. Sometimes we get obsessed with buying new ones, thinking this will finally solve our sound issues, right? But here's a little secret. Most of the magic is in how you use them. You don't need every fancy plugin out there. You just need to get really good at using the ones you have. For example, EQs. A lot of people slap one on and call it a day, but learning how to really hear the frequencies can make or break your mix. And one of my absolute must-haves is Soothe. This plugin is like a sonic Swiss Army knife. It cleans up all the unnecessary frequencies and makes everything sound so much smoother. But let's not forget the most important part of your sound, your skills. You can have all the plugins in the world, but if you don't know how to use them, they won't do you much good. Take the time to invest in yourself, whether it's your mixing, orchestration, or arranging skills. These are the tools that really pay off in the long run. It's like driving a sports car. You don't need the newest model if you know how to really handle the one you've got. That's what will set you apart as a composer. And honestly, the skills you build will outlast any plugin trend. Now, let's chat about workflow. This is where the magic really happens. Making your process efficient so you can focus on the creative part. One thing that's helped me so much is organizing my MIDI and instrument tracks inside Cubase or whatever DAW you prefer using. Trust me, you don't want to be scrolling through 800 plus tracks trying to find that one flute solo you played 2 hours ago. Keeping things organized with clear naming and grouping your instruments will save you a ton of time. Another tip? Layering. You don't need to stick with just one library or patch. For example, if you're looking for a bigger sound in your brass, try layering different libraries. Or if your string section isn't cutting it, add some harmonics or subtle synths underneath. It's all about building up that richness. And hey, here's a little trick for you cinematic composers out there. Try layering a sine wave under your basses and percussion. It adds this awesome, deep, low end that'll make your tracks hit harder without muddying up the mix. You want those big timpani rolls to move people, right? That little trick can really elevate your sound. So, at the end of the day, it's all about finding what works for you. There's no one-size-fits-all in music, whether you're mixing orchestral libraries, layering plugins, or building up your workflow. Experiment and make it your own. Your sound is what will define you, and it doesn't have to be perfect, just uniquely yours. All right, that's it for today's episode of the Music Interval Theory podcast. I hope you picked up some cool ideas to try out in your next project. Remember, it's not about having all the tools. It's about using them creatively. Keep having fun with your music, and as always, trust your ear. I'm Frank, and I'll catch you next time. Best always.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.